This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your time to join me. We are in the middle of a study here. Actually, it's a sermon I preached, a couple months ago now in Revelation. And I've just wrapped up, actually in the process of wrapping up this sermon series this week as we're looking at the false prophet of Revelation chapter 13. Now, we took 7 weeks to go through these seven churches. The Lord addressed seven churches in Asia and seven churches here today, and you, as a believer in Jesus Christ, can find yourself today in any one of these seven churches. This week, we're looking at this loveless church. We're looking at a church that Revelation chapter 2, verse 4, Jesus said, "I've got this against you because you've left your first love. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly and remove thy candlestick out of its place, except thou repent." So what happened to this church? Paul commended them for their love. Back in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15, what happened to these guys? See, this is how you can tell this book was written in 96 AD, not written in 68, like those that don't believe in Bible prophecy believe. This is years have gone by since the Apostle Paul died. They've left their first love. What happened to this church? This is what we're looking at here. We're going to hear this today and tomorrow. I invite you out to Island Community Church tonight for our Bible study. We are in Acts. We're going to look at Philip the Evangelist this week. That's 6 o'clock tonight, 6 to 7, the end of Acts chapter 8. Maybe we'll get into chapter 9. Now, let's hear part 3 of this message, the church at Ephesus.
Need a touch from the Savior? Need to hear a word from the Lord today? Then hang around this place, and you'll get it. This is why the church is such a special place. This is why there's no other place I'd rather be than to be in a church that the Spirit of God was in. When I was a kid, the Lord brings us back to my recollection when I thought I was just all a heathen back when I was a kid. I used to hang around in the church for fun when I was a kid. After school, I went to church. And the church had the organ and the big pipes and all that. And I would go up in the rafters and I'd sit by the church pipes. And that's what I did for fun. And God kind of showed me that I wasn't always just a heathen. That even in spite of the bad things I was doing, God still had his hand on me. Even when I was 11 years old, he still had his hand on me. He let me do all the things that I did. Thank God he's had his hand on me. Sometimes I forget that. Now let's read their mail. Let's see what the Son of God says to this church at Ephesus. Now each church, this is how to be a good supervisor. Rule number one. Always start with a commendation when you're talking to someone. a subordinate. Always start with something good. Start with what you're doing right. I know your works and your labor and your patience and how you cannot bear them which are evil. Yikes, that goes against everything you hear today. Notice he doesn't say you don't bear with the deeds of those that are doing evil. He commends them for not putting up with the people. Don't hear that one today, do you? Look at this. I know thy works, thy labor, and thy patience, or endurance, and that thou canst not bear them which are evil. And that you've tried or tested those who said that they were apostles, but they're not, and you found them to be liars. And hast borne and hast patience, and for my name's sake you've labored and you've not fainted. All right, first of all, they're commended for their works, and so will you be as well. 2 Corinthians 5:10, we must all appear, it's just like a summons, or just like an old thing you get in the mail there back in the draft days. You open it up, what does it say? Greetings! 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 You're here by, you've been drafted, friend. Here you're going to open up, it's going to say, attention! You have been summoned to stand before the throne of Almighty God. And don't worry about bringing your works with you, because your works, chapter 14 says, they follow along with you just like a dog. Wherever you go. Blessed are them that die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works. Follow with them. You can't rig up your own papers. You can't forge your birth certificate this time. No forgeries here. They're commended for their works. Some 30 years earlier, the Apostle Paul told something to this church that I bet they got hanging up on the wall here just like this. And that is this. We are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. That's what he told them 30 years earlier. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. Works are good. Works flow from your salvation. He also commends them, like I said a minute ago, for not putting up with evil. Then why am I spoken of today for doing, spoken bad of today for doing the very same thing? It is a bad thing to let evil go and not call it out. Isaiah 5:20, woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Next up, Jesus says, you tested those that said they are apostles and are not. All right, now how did they, or better yet, how can you do this? You see, it's different than them. They didn't have the word of God. How are they supposed to test someone who says that they're apostles? You can test them because the word of God tells you how you are to test them. We just looked at this Wednesday night. Acts 1:20. To be an apostle, you had to know the color of Jesus' eyes because you saw him. If you don't know the color of his eyes, then take a seat along with everybody else. You had to be an eyewitness of his resurrection. Also, 1 Corinthians 9:1, Paul said, am I not an apostle? Have I not seen Jesus? You had to be an eyewitness. Now, back then, in their time, I would say, the answer to that would be 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Let me read the verse to you. 2 Corinthians 12, verses 11 and 12. Paul said, I have become a fool in glorying. You made me do this, or you've compelled me, for I ought to have been commended by you. For in nothing am I behind the very chiefest apostles, though I be nothing. Truly, the signs of an apostle were wrought among you, with all patience, in signs and wonders and mighty deeds. Signs, wonders, and mighty deeds. That's you bringing everyone in here that's sick, and you putting them right here in my shadow, regardless of if they have faith or not. And my shadow healing people. Me giving you a handkerchief. A handkerchief. Handkerchiefs were brought to Paul. And it says extraordinary healings were done at the hand of Paul. These were the signs and wonders that accompanied an apostle. Now, God's still in the healing business, but let me tell you what. My shadow doesn't heal anyone. Neither would my handkerchief. But yet I see people hawking handkerchiefs all the time. I see people selling handkerchiefs. All the time. You give me some money, I give you a handkerchief. How about this one? Let me read a little bit more on the true sign of an apostle. Listen to this. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. You want to call yourself an apostle? 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 9. For I think that God has set forth us apostles as last, as it were appointed to death. For we are made a spectacle unto the world, and to angels, and to men. We are fools for Christ's sake, but ye are wise in Christ. We are weak, but ye are strong. Ye are honorable, we are despised. Even unto the present hour, we hunger, we thirst. We're naked, beaten, homeless. We labor, working with our hands. We're being reviled, we bless. Being persecuted, we suffer it. Being defamed, we entreat. We are made as the filth of the world and the offscouring of all things unto this day. Now that is an apostle. Naked, homeless, beaten up, and strung up on a cross. And you want to call yourself an apostle. That's what an apostle is. I think the word's pretty clear, isn't it? Now, Jesus commends them for testing them. Now, after the commendation comes the correction. Verse 4. Nevertheless, I've got something against you. I've got somewhat against you because thou hast left thy first love. Imagine that, eavesdropping in on somebody else's mail. And the Son of God says, I've got something against you, friend. You've left your first love, meaning him. Now remember, or maybe you don't know it, 30 years earlier, the church was commended for their love. Ephesians 1:15. Therefore I also, when I heard of your faith in the Lord and of your love for all the saints, I do not cease to give thanks to you, thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Now, some 30 years had passed. Evil had zapped them of their zeal and their love and their compassion. Paul prophesied it was going to be this way as well. Let me read another verse, Acts chapter 20. This is what Paul prophesied over them. Acts chapter 20, verse 26. Wherefore I take you to record this day that I am innocent from the blood of all men. For I have not shunned to declare unto you the whole counsel of God. Take heed therefore unto yourself. Now he's talking to the leaders of the church in Ephesus. Take heed unto yourself.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.